The first police officers with body cameras began hitting the streets of Baltimore this week. Meanwhile, the other officers who will be required to wear them and their supervisors are being trained at the city's police academy. Officials say it'll take about 2 years before the entire department is wearing the latest in police technology. WYPR's Kenneth Burns looked on in today's training session.
In a classroom on the top floor of the Baltimore Police Academy, Sergeant Habib Kim is teaching a group of about two dozen officers the do's, the don'ts, and the here's how it all works of police-worn body cameras.
When you're writing a report, before you close everything out, make sure you review the footage. The time between the actual arrest or the actual incident back in the district, already our memory starts getting a little faulty.
He reminded officers that the cameras are an impartial witness.
Something wrong, it's going to count. If you do something right, that's what it's going to count. It will protect you against false accusations, but on the flip side, if you are doing something wrong, it's going to catch that.
Sergeant Kim's message to the officers who received their cameras today, be professional and respect the people who are in the video. He also answered questions that officers had about how to do their job while wearing the camera.
I mean, what if discretion says that it's kind of lower intensity, an old woman's house, she's reporting a hit and run, you know, they'll be having details, nothing like that. And she says, listen, I'm sorry, I'm really uncomfortable about that camera. Can you shut it off? Would an officer be...
Yeah, you can turn off that camera, like I said. You can turn it off to get a statement. Okay. All right? Just record on the camera that they're requesting that you turn it off.
During this one-day session, officers received the camera policy, their cameras, the Taser Axon Body 2, and their department-issued Samsung Galaxy smartphones. Officer Anthony Ward, who's been on the job for more than 4 years, was among those who tried out the cameras last December when he was a patrolman in the Western District. He said it was simple to use, caused no problems, and is durable.
Had a few like foot chases and stuff where, you know, there was a potential where it could have possibly fallen off. The footage was good.
Ward is going to be part of a new unit, similar to the NFL's instant replay department, that will look at the recorded footage.
Making sure the officers are documenting the footage correctly, categorizing them correctly, titling correctly. And also we're kind of the liaison between the state's attorney's office to make sure that they get the videos that they need for their court cases.
The cameras arrived in the beginning of May, but they were not deployed until logistics and training plans were in place. Major Mark Partee, director of the academy, said they wanted everything to be in order.
We want to get it right the first time. We don't want it to be like a blinking VCR. We want the officers to be able to use the cameras efficiently and effectively.
The first training session took place earlier this week, and so far, Partee said he has not heard of any major growing pains.
There are some issues with where to put the camera, which mount to use, whether the magnetic mount or the mount that you put on your shirt. Those things are menial things that can be taken care of with trial and error.
Partee said the body cameras are a win-win. Citizens and officers will be more civil towards each other, and the cameras remove the mystery of what happens when the two sides interact. I'm Kenneth Burns in Park Heights for 88.1 WYPR.